The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
I'm watching the end of the memorial service for George Floyd, and here is something that in the middle of all this, I think we've forgotten. He has a family. He has a family that are grieving. And their grief, their sorrow, and I've had the privilege of being with so many, 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 many families at the time of death through my years of ministry and family members. I've had the privilege of conducting my mother-in-law's memorial service, my father-in-law, my own father, my mother, my sister. I have stood beside a whole lot of caskets. I have shared a whole lot of grief with families, and I think this is one thing that most of the world has forgotten with all the demonstrations and riots and so forth. There's a family that is grieving, that has lost a brother, an uncle, a nephew, and I don't think we should forget the family. They're grieving. They're grieving. And the 27 that have been murdered in Chicago in just the last 5 days, 27 people murdered in one city. And every one of those had a mother, a father, a brother, a sister, a son, a daughter, family. This killing has got to stop. All right. Let me move on to something that's just unbelievably important. You're not going to see it in the news. You're not going to see it on the 6 o'clock news, the 10 o'clock news, the 11 o'clock news. You're not going to see it on CNN. You're not going to see it on Fox. You're not going to see it on MSNBC. And yet, this is one of the single most important stories I have seen in months. And it's a sad commentary on the state of America today. And in my personal opinion, this is a much more telling commentary than the protests and the riots that we have seen for the last week. That tells us a lot about America today. But this story tells us, I believe, even more. But as I said, mainstream media is going to completely ignore it. This is from the recently conducted American Worldview Inventory released by the George Barna Research Group and the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University. And here is the sad truth. 58% of U.S. adults agreed that, and I quote, "Identifying moral truth is up to each individual. There are no moral absolutes that apply to everyone all the time." Nearly 6 out of 10 Americans believe there is no such thing as a moral absolute, and moral truth is up to every single individual. Think of that. The definition of right and wrong, what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad, is completely up to each individual. There is no moral code. There is no moral standard. There is no moral compass. There is no moral foundation. Good is whatever you think it is. Bad is whatever you think it is. 58%. Nearly 6 out of every 10 agreed. And I'm quoting, identifying moral truth is up to each individual. There are no moral absolutes that apply to everyone all the time. Now, even more shocking than that, out of that survey, of those who identified themselves as born-again Christians, 48% of people who self-identified as born-again Christians agreed with the statement. Six out of 10 of Americans across the board, but almost half of the people who identified themselves as born-again Christians also believe there is no moral absolute, there is no moral standard, good is whatever you think it is, bad is whatever you determine it to be. Then the question went further. They were then asked, what is the basis of truth? You with me? What is the basis of truth? This is across the board. 42% responded, God. Isn't that bizarre? This tells you how confused people are about absolutes and about truth. 60% says there's no such thing as a moral absolute, and yet, when those same people are asked, well, what is the basis of truth? 42% said God. 16% said inner certainty. 15% said scientific proof. What? Yeah, 15% said scientific proof. Tradition, 5%. Public agreement, 4%. And 5% said there is no truth. Now, listen to this. Evangelical church attendees, people who attend church on a regular basis and they say they go to an evangelical church, 72% of them said God is the basis of truth. Pentecostals, 70%. People who simply said they were born again, 69% said that God is the basis of truth. Then it was also divided into politics. Now, I have no allegiance to the Republican Party. I am no loyalist to the Republican Party. Not at all. But when asked, you know, what is the basis of truth? 59% of Republicans said God. People who said they were politically conservative, 62%. When Democrats were asked, what is the basis of truth? Only 36% said God. Now, I don't have a whole lot of confidence in the Republican Party. But I have said that the Democratic Party is quickly becoming the godless party. 36%. And if they identified themselves as a political liberal, 26% said the basis of truth is God. How many times have I said the liberal left is not concerned with fact or truth, but emotion and hysteria? Only 26% of people who consider themselves political liberals said truth comes from God. Conservatives, 62%. Now, that's nothing to brag about. Only 62%. But liberals, 26%. You want to know why we have so many problems in America? When 60% of Americans do not believe there is anything called absolute truth. You determine what's right. You determine what's wrong. It's totally up to you. Wow. That is sad. All right. Quick break. I am so glad that God has given me truth, absolute truth, inspired truth, supernatural truth, foundational truth. Truth called the Word of God, the Bible.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, here's some breaking news in the sports world. It was just announced that the NBA will resume their season in late July. They're going to play all of their games in the Orlando area. Late July, they're going to play all of their games in Orlando. The top 13, yeah, let's see, 22 teams will be able to continue. The teams that were the bottom dwellers, they're not going to continue. But the season will resume late July. There will be a championship and so forth. Listen to this quote. All 22 teams will live and compete within a bubble-like environment at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex at Disney World, where contact with outsiders can be strictly limited. I'm trying to see and continue into October without fans in attendance. That was interesting. LeBron James, remember that? LeBron James said absolutely, positively, unequivocally, if there are no fans, I will not play. Well, we'll see. So that's the NBA. And by the way, totally off the topic, if we do not see a huge, gigantic, enormous spike in COVID-19 cases within 2 weeks, are you with me? Do you know where I'm headed? If we do not see a gigantic, and I mean huge, spike in COVID-19 cases within the next 14 days, it's going to call into question whether any of this stay-at-home isolation did any good whatsoever. Why am I saying that? The protests. Thousands and thousands, not hundreds, thousands and thousands and thousands of people in close proximity yelling, screaming, shouting, some with masks, many without, but in very intimate, close proximity for hours and hours and hours. In other words, exactly what the experts said would bring about a spike. If it doesn't happen, and I don't think it will, if it doesn't happen, it's going to call into question everything we have been told. Think about it. It's going to be fascinating. And by the way, speaking of that, do you remember how the news media went crazy because of the parties down at the Lake of the Ozarks? You see all the pictures? What was that, 2 weeks ago? I think it was 2 weeks ago. Not hundreds, but thousands of people descended on the Lake of the Ozarks for a big party, and people were in close proximity, and they were swimming, and they were going to bars, and they didn't have masks. And the medical experts were saying, oh, my goodness, this is terrible, this is horrible, this is all, everybody's going to die. So far, medical authorities in Missouri have said, we think one person had the COVID-19 at this big gathering, and so far, we have not seen one single new case. That's from the medical authorities in Missouri. That was reported today. It's been 14 days. Medical authorities in Missouri have said, we do not know of a single new case. Isn't that interesting? So we'll see. We'll see. I mean, we've had all the protests and riots and all that. You talk about a formula for a huge spike in COVID-19 cases. And then one other thing that's kind of breaking news. Just a couple of days ago, the mainstream media went crazy. And I mean, they went crazy with a report from the medical journal, The Lancet. These are the experts. Did you see it? Hydroxychloroquine is dangerous. Higher death rate. And in every single story, the drug that Donald Trump suggested. The drug that Donald Trump encouraged. More people died because it was in The Lancet. You remember that? Did you see it? If you follow the news at all, you absolutely could not have missed those stories. And in every one of them, it's the drug that Donald Trump suggested, and people were dying. Get this headline from the Washington Post just now. I mean, just now, I got a breaking news, and this must have just killed the people at the Washington Post. Headline, authors retract a medical study showing that hydroxychloroquine was dangerous for hospitalized COVID-19 patients. The medical journal Lancet published a statement from the authors saying, they were unable to complete an independent audit of the hospital data underpinning their analysis. And it goes on and it says, it was bogus. It was a report on models, not actual cases. Yeah. Will any of those news media print an apology to President Trump? Of course not. Of course not. But oh my goodness, that was big, 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 big news. The Lancet says, quote, we can no longer vouch for the veracity of the primary data sources. In fact, if you read through the article, it was the report was based on absolutely unreliable information from a tiny little company that had very questionable people working for them. And yet The Lancet printed it, and the news media went crazy. Why? Because it made Donald Trump look bad. Not because there was any truth in it. No, it made the president look bad. Oh, my goodness. All right. We're going to take a quick break and then we will be back.